This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two on a Friday, coming to you live from the Second Call Defense Completing Your Self-Defense Toolkit Studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
Indeed, quality and modularity. You can have one holster that's going to run on your thigh, that's going to run on your belt, and this is going to then run on your vest. Same holster moving around thanks to RTI. Check them out, tacticalholsters.com. Nobody's reacting to my... I did a video about how to carry a gun while riding a bike. And the way I monkeyed with the bag that I used got a little bit of spread. And when I was at the NRA meetup, I was using what would commonly be referred to as a gadget bag, which gadget bags have a whole lot of organizing pockets and all this other stuff. And I couldn't find anything in this backpack, so I eventually just gave up and stopped wearing it. So I have obtained a backpack from a company that most of you have never heard of. It's not Tactical. There's a picture of it on Instagram and on my Facebook. This backpack is going to be my camera bag. It's going to be my tactical pack. It's going to be my daily carrier. And I'm probably going to get, this is a 30-liter backpack, and I'm probably going to get the 60-liter variant for it for SHOT Show and for the NRA meetup again next year, just simply because I like the way it's laid out together. I like the way it was thought out. I like the way it was put together. And I'm not telling you the name of the manufacturer of the backpack because I haven't done it all yet. Although I have started assembling the pieces to put it together. But this will be a backpack that would be, this is not tactical. I do not have it to look tactical. However, I'm going to make it tactical. It's going to be a wolf in sheep's clothing. Anyway, that's my project I'm going to be working on this weekend. That and getting some new ink. Anyway. They recovered a notebook from the suspected NYC bomber, the one that they got in a shootout with, so, you know, it's pretty sure it was him. He had a notebook on him when he was taken into custody that detailed his Islamic extremist ideology. It mentioned Abu Muhammad al-Adani, who was the spokesman for the terrorist group ISIS until he died last month. It also praised Anwar al-Awlaki, a notorious preacher and al-Qaeda recruiter, Osama bin Laden, Nidal Hassan. Police in Linden, New Jersey, shot it out with him and then took him into custody. He is suspected of being involved in three incidents throughout the weekend, a bombing along the route of a New Jersey charity race, a bombing Saturday night in New York City that injured 29 people, and a planting of additional devices in Elizabeth, New Jersey on Sunday night. They have filed charges against him in connection with the bombings. They allege he spent months planning the attacks. Rahami, criticized the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan and wrote in his notebook about killing the kuffar, or unbelievers. You, USA government, continue your slaughter against the Mujahideen, be it in Afghanistan, Iraq, Palestine. So says the notebook. He also expressed concern about getting caught. According to the complaint, Rahami wrote, "The FBI and Homeland Security looking for me. My heart I pray to the beautiful wise Allah to not take jihad away from, I beg." He even implied he thought he might die while carrying out the attacks. "I beg shahadat," which is martyrdom, "and inshallah, God willing, this call be answered." He made an apparent reference to a race, writing, "According to the complaint of the streets, they plan to run a mile." He also referenced pipe bombs and pressure cooker bombs, both of which were found in New York and New Jersey. At the end of the notebook, he wrote, "According to the complaint, inshallah, God willing, the sounds of the bombs will be heard in the streets, gunshots to your police, death to your oppression." Times terrorism correspondent Rukmini Kalamachi explained the significance of the notebook on Twitter. I don't know. "And these pages of Rahami's notebook are legit. Then we have an ISIS leak. See mention of brother Adnani and reference to Hijra versus jihad. Recall that in a speech in May, Adnani issued a call to ISIS followers advising them to do jihad at home instead of traveling to Syria. In numerous attacks since that speech, we've seen aspiring jihadists in the West carrying out violence in response to Adnani's call." It is unclear whether Rahami formally pledged allegiance to a ISIS leader, Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi, which the group instructs its followers to do to claim attacks. Don't you think with these private actors, these individuals, when they get out there, don't you think it's possible they might miss something? They're not part of a group, after all. "Hey, Rahami, you forgot to pledge allegiance to al-Baghdadi, which means that you're not really ISIS. Sorry, buddy." Find him hanging with his own sheets. Authorities have not publicized any conclusive links between Rahami and global terror groups. Of course not. It's possible that the bombings were inspired rather than directed by a group like ISIS or Al-Qaeda, but that's the beauty of terrorism. This is what the liberals will not take this in. It doesn't have to be at the direction. Okay? Radicalism does not require a membership card. You don't have to, nobody's going to ID you if you decide to carry out some pipe bomb attacks in the United States. Rahami traveled to Pakistan in the years before the bombings, and his father had previously raised concerns with the authorities about his potential involvement in terrorism. And that's a fact. This guy was on the map. I mean, all of these guys that we have seen recently were on the map. And if we would get out of this political correct nonsense and just call them what they are and then treat them like what they are, then a lot of these attacks would not occur. 90-some-odd% of these attacks would not occur. If somebody's on a terrorist watch list, the terrorist watch list needs, if they're going to have one, fine, but let's make it with terrorists on it, okay? Let's not make it a way to keep people from getting guns. And then if people make the terrorist watch list, then they need to vanish. They don't need to be on the streets of the United States. "Hey, Bill, what about due process?" Well, that only applies to American citizens now, doesn't it? It doesn't apply to, ISIS soldiers. It doesn't apply to Al-Qaeda soldiers. It doesn't apply to jihadis. Yes, I know that I say everything is God-given, except, I think that these people that want to find me and pull me back by my eye sockets and saw my head off, maybe no due process for them. How about that? Just a thought. We'll be right back. We'll be right back.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready. 27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at FullyCookedBacon.com. FullyCookedBacon.com.
ProPure Water Filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro 1 G2.0 and Pro Max filters are independent lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense Completing Your Self-Defense Toolkit Studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com. The most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com. Tacticalholsters.com.
Quality is the difference. Well, that and the modularity and the sheer indestructibility and the fact that they work so many different ways and the fact that the paddles can be concealed and, you know, they make the incog, which is considered by many tactical people to be the best concealed carry holster out there because of where you can carry it and how you can carry it. Lots of reasons to like them. TacticalHolsters.com. You know, I go where the data takes me. And which means that I try to employ a bit of science. But then there's there's advocacy science, which is not really science. It's politics masquerading as science. There's also such a thing as advocacy journalism, which really isn't journalism. It's politics masquerading as journalism. Coming from the guys at Doctors for Responsible Gun Ownership, we have this little tome. DRGO was recently approached by Kaiser Health News reporter Shefali Luthra for a story on the latest pediatric journal article aimed at shoring up the case for doctors probing their patients about gun in their homes. The Journal of Pediatrics article surveyed parents in several urban pediatric practices, probing their attitudes on pediatricians questioning them about their gun ownership. This is a lot of people get sort of prickly at this. I understand it. It's fine. Nobody tries that with me. The matter has assumed urgency among the anti-gun rights pediatric academic establishment because of ongoing federal litigation over Florida's law prohibiting politically motivated questioning by doctors looking to advance organized medicine's gun prohibition agenda. DRGO has been intimately involved in this firearm civil rights matter for years. And Luthra and DRGO got off to a very awkward start when she couldn't assure them that DRGO would be credited by name in her article. Now, why wouldn't that happen? Some people might wonder. DRGO, like other pro-firearm civil rights organizations, has routinely been treated unfairly by mainstream media. I know this is a shock to all of you. I know right now you're going, Bill, say it ain't so. For that reason, when they reviewed Kaiser Health News' left-leaning media articles, it was requested up front that the organization be credited. Luther wouldn't give them that assurance, claiming that that wasn't her call. So, at the request of DRGO, she checked in with an editor who said she backed up her refusal. So they declined to do the interview because her expectation of their expert review of the journal article and commentary without even saying where it came from was entirely unreasonable. There was a complaint to a senior KHN editor, which prompted a quick reply that Luthra had misunderstood his request, although he had repeated it in simple language several times. And she would indeed cite DRGO in her article. And Luthra called them back. They did the interview, and her article went online later that night. Now, they spent a couple of hours on this, and it was hardly worth their time. After all, she devoted only 4%, 47 words of her 1,090-word article to the opposing viewpoint that they presented. At the point she chose to report, that was a minor one, completely ignoring the main elements. So, Shefali Luthra was acting in bad faith when they asked her if she was aware that owning guns for self-defense is an enumerated constitutional right, and she completely ignored the question. This is another example, if you will, of the sandwich method for dishonest and unbalanced reporting on anything related to firearms. Reporters and editors at leftist publications like Kaiser Health News and the Washington Post seem to believe they can inoculate themselves against charges of bias by pretending to include an opposing viewpoint. Now, there's three elements in this. A rousing introduction with a summary of the journal article's findings, The middle of the sandwich consists of a few lines from one person on the opposing side, usually some minor point, not the essence of the opposing position. That input is often diminished by the author paraphrasing and not directly quoting the opposition. And that's exactly what Luther did in this case. Sometimes that source isn't even named, even further diluting the message. In this case, they had to appeal to an editor for the simple courtesy of DRGO being credited. Then quickly back to the honors, the attaboys, and the more anti-gun rights talking points, with the reporter concluding by hammering home the anti-gun rights message of the journal article. Now, Luthra knew because they told her that DRGO had been involved for years in the so-called Docs versus Glocks controversy. And she could have checked out their website. It's out there for everybody to see. She would then have known that they published articles on the ethics and the politics of the issue, sent a representative to the AMA meeting to present their case against the practice of doctors asking about guns. If she'd actually gone to the website, she could have easily accessed three amicus curiae briefs at DRGO and their umbrella organization, the Second Amendment Foundation, and filed in the federal Docs versus Glocks litigation. She couldn't be bothered, though, instead preferring to check off the balance reporting box by tossing 47 words of nothing. She also claims to have contacted the NRA for comment. The NRA concluded long ago that cooperating in good faith with agenda-driven media outlets like Kaiser Health News is pointless, since their comments would inevitably be mangled by scheming hoplophobes pretending to be honorable reporters. I have seen in recent memory Tim Macy of Gun Owners of America, who decided he wanted to get involved in media, and he got on Tom Hartman's show, and Tom Hartman ripped him up. And if you're going to go onto that kind of stuff, then you have to go on there without taking the high ground with you. You've got to go on there combative. You've got to go in there light. You've got to be able to dance and juke, and you got to be mentally agile, or you're going to get messed up. And that's on a radio interview. In a print interview, I don't even know how that works, because you don't even know what's going to happen until after it prints. You could, in their case, they did a two-hour interview and got 47 words of that dialogue added. We'll be right back.
Education has to be boring. Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
American made. Born out of brutal, punishing trials.
These are the weapons of Head Down.
Employing CNC billet construction, Head Down products are both investments and tools meant for a lethal trick. With a lifetime warranty and bulletproof construction, Head Down products have changed the rules concerning both value and quality.
A new standard emerges in America today.
Go to HDFirearms.com. When these weapons enter the fight, the urge will be to keep their head down.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly, certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
From the Second Call Defense Studio on a Friday. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com. The most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com. Tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
Mm-hmm. Quality and indestructibility, too. Check them out. What if I were to tell you the following things? These assaults on your rights and this erosion of the American way of life, this is just the way it is. Get used to it. And crime going up. Racism, all this other stuff. That's just the way it is. Get used to it. And, you know, terrorist attacks. You know, if a few people get their heads sawed off on TV, well, get used to it, would ya? Because that's just the way it is. This past week, London's mayor, Sadiq Khan, was in New York City. And while he was there, he was saying that terrorist attacks should be seen as part and parcel of living in a big city. He added, it's a reality. I'm afraid that London, New York, and other major cities around the world have got to be prepared for those sort of things. Mayor Khan makes it clear that preparing for this sort of thing, that, you know, where a pressure cooker goes off in the middle of a bunch of people and then the streets run with the blood of dozens of innocents, should not involve a military response. He advocates police staying in touch with communities and exchanging ideas and best practices. This is conditioned helplessness. Two aspects of conditioned helplessness are being inflicted on the citizens of Europe and the USA. numbing and incapacitating them enough to surrender their national sovereignty and traditional ways of life to the deepening darkness of globalism. One aspect is the increasingly laughable harangue by the left-wing politicians that patriotic people are either ratio or phobia blah, blah, blahists, suffering cases of blah, blah, blahism. We get a new mental diagnosis every week, and they all indicate something very, 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 very bad. President Obama doesn't pass up a chance to insult the American people, preferably in front of an international audience. Pantsuit brought up a bit of literary flair to her insult with a basket of deplorables remark. Shoulder to shoulder with other prominent destroyers of great nation states and proud developers of lawless tribal territories, Mayor Khan didn't miss the chance to denigrate the tens of millions of Americans who support Donald Trump. Khan's racist, shamest, in-your-facest shot was that the Trump movement is driven by scapegoating. Does he understand that he's part of England that just did Brexit? What does that make that country? It makes them patriotic about the UK. That's what it makes them. There is a deeper, more psychologically crippling aspect to this mass psychology of globalist takeover than the vilification patriots. And Khan has chosen to spearhead it. In his original learned helplessness experiments, now widely considered unethical, psychologist Martin Seligman electrically shocked dogs, which were divided into groups that could or could not do something to stop the shocks. The dogs, for whom the shocks were inescapable, developed what Seligman called learned helplessness. The most helpless dog simply gave up, lay down, and whimpered. The mayor of London has just said to all of us, you are those dogs, and there will be inescapable shocks causing death around you. These shocking events will kill ordinary people like you and your family in the mundane places we all need to go to. Get used to it. Accept it. There's nothing you can do to stop it. Obama, Pantsuit, and Khan, which sounds like some really messed up folk band, are committed globalists in the process of dismantling the geographic, legal, and traditional integrity of their respective nations. But the American and British people are at different stages of conditioning, of helplessness to resist. So therefore, the statements of Obama and Hillary and Khan take different tacks in the normalization of terrorism. Obama and Hillary are at the stage of insulting America's intelligence about terrorism. When a white kid commits a heinous mass murder in a church, they know exactly what happened, why it happened, and as it should be, the outpouring of grief is enormous. Following each Islamic terrorist attack, they display the now familiar head-bobbling confusion and say, we don't know what just happened, and we don't know why. Their expression of grief is slow in coming, if it comes at all. But England and America have very different histories. We are an armed population founded on a God-given responsibility to defend ourselves. Americans are not ready to hear that Islamic terrorism is part and parcel of our everyday life, uncontrollable as the weather. In a lot of ways, unfortunately, the British people are sufficiently crushed in spirit to hear the mayor of London say that what happened in New York during his visit was terrorism and it's no big deal. Khan leads the way in saying the lethal terrorism thing will be happening over and over around you. So lie down, whimper like a helpless experimental dog, and get used to it. Normalizing terrorism with its constant grinding fears, the greatest two the globalists have to persuade citizens of the functional democracies to relinquish their borders and rights. That fear is indispensable to Mayor Khan and to the leftist globalist cause. The Islamic terrorist is London's new jihadi Bobby. He is walking and watching and waiting in the streets by night and day, serving a cause which, according to the city's mayor, cannot be stopped. This is a code. This is a Fed code to you. The code is get used to it and trust in us. Now, I don't know how he feels about Brexit, old Sadiq. I don't know how he became mayor, to be honest with you. The people of London, you guys are, gosh, my head is scratching, right? I'm scratching my bald head all over the place right now. Just trying to figure out why you possibly thought this was a good idea. How about, you know, I'm sure Sadiq is probably native born British by now, but, you know, hey, I don't get you. I really don't. I don't get you. We cannot let it become normal here. If it happens around us, we've got to stop it. We have got to stop it. Let's not worry about the police keeping in touch with the community and everything. The police around here are going to do everything they can, and I'm going to back them up. And if a terrorist tries to shoot a cop or if he tries to shoot a civilian, I'm going to serve up the 72 virgins if I can. That's my goal. That's my plan, because that's normal. Self-defense here in the United States is normal, not terrorism. Self-defense is normal. Protecting ourselves is normal. Defending the Constitution is normal. Giving in to terrorism, giving up the borders, giving up the sovereignty, that's not normal. I am not, and you are not, a dog that is helpless, that has been shocked into submission. Please, let's not act like this, and let's ignore this Sadiq Khan, who is a snappy dresser, but as far as I'm concerned, he's a fascist. Makes me sad for my British cousins. It really does. We'll be right back.
Is right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Investment Rarities, a 43-year-old company, has created the best silver offer ever. Get a U.S. Silver Eagle, Canadian Maple Leaf, Austrian Philharmonic, OPM Pierre Bar, and Silver Round. Have all five for $99 postpaid. You heard me right, 5 ounces of silver below cost. No credit card fees, free shipping. Just $99 and you'll have a great start on what it takes to survive even the worst economic storm. Act now and receive Jim Cook's exclusive paper explaining how it's possible to make a fortune in silver today. Don't miss this opportunity. Call 800-328-1860. Read how the above-ground supply of silver has dropped below even gold. The secret is being suppressed. The price could explode at any time. Call today at 800-328-1860. Get 5 ounces of silver for only $99. Find them on the web at investmentrarities.com or call 800-328-1860. Call now before it's too late. 800-328-1860.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
All right, listen up, because this is the most important thing you're going to hear all day. What if I said you could make money flipping houses without any cash, credit, or manual labor? And what if I said you could do it part-time from the comfort of your home? Sound unflippin' believable? Hi, I'm Preston Neely, and I'm going to prove it by sending you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It sells online for $19.95, but I'm giving away free copies this week. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-959-5795. I used to be so broke, I had my electricity shut off 9 times. But I figured out a simple way to make money flipping houses without even breaking a sweat. Now I'm living the good life, and so should you. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. Hands down, it's the fastest, easiest way to get started in real estate. Let me prove it. Call right now to find out how to get your free book. When they're gone, they're gone. Call 1-800-959-5795. 1-800-959-5795.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Now listen, everybody, you need to pay very careful attention to this. I'm going to be trashing all of my bumps. So next week when you guys come back, if all of a sudden it sounds different, there's a reason for that. Do not despair. I'm just going to get rid of all the commercial music. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense Studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at TacticalHolsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's TacticalHolsters.com, TacticalHolsters.com. Quality is the difference.
Quality and the fact you can't break them. And you can put them anywhere. Mount them anywhere. Check them out. Who remembers Kevin Johnson? Former NBA star and current mayor of Sacramento, Kevin Johnson. He had a pie thrown in his face at a dinner this past Wednesday night, and he responded by tackling the protester, getting on top of him, and beating his face bloody. Coming from the East Bay Express, multiple sources have confirmed that Sacramento Mayor, former NBA star and UC Berkeley standout Kevin Johnson, was hit in the face with a pie tonight at a farm-to-table dinner event, and then he tackled and assaulted the protester in a bloody brawl. Sources in attendance have told the Express that during the meal, a protester ran at the mayor and threw a store-bought pie in his face. A different witness said the pie had whipped cream as a topping. After this, the protester reportedly said something to Johnson. This prompted the mayor to allegedly tackle the protester and punch him in the face repeatedly more than half a dozen times, landing 5 to 10 blows. One witness described it as a bloody pulp. Other witnesses say the pie thrower was hit multiple times in the face and will definitely need stitches, and that there was visible blood. Ambulances and fire department arrived at the scene. Sacramento police released a statement that 32-year-old Sean Thompson was arrested for felony assault of a public official. A spokesperson with the Sacramento Police Department confirmed that there was some sort of physical altercation between the suspect and the mayor, which occurred after Johnson was assaulted. Assaulted with the pie at around 6:45. He did not know whether the pie hit the mayor's face or head. Spokeshole Sergeant Bryce Heinlein told the Express the mayor did strike the suspect after he was assaulted. He could not confirm whether Johnson tackled Thompson. Police said that there was a cut above the suspect's eye, but they did not know the size. However, Thompson was transported to a local hospital after the incident. The spokesperson did not know whether the mayor was injured or not. I don't have a problem with his response. At all, okay? I just have a problem with what comes with it. Let me explain. Over the years, several conservatives speaking on campuses have been the target of pieing. Most famously, Anita Bryant was pied by a gay rights activist in 1977. Ann Coulter was able to deflect the pie thrown at her at the University of Arizona. Several lesser-known conservatives have been the victim of the pie in the face as well. The fact that Johnson, as a former professional athlete, held the protester down and pummeled his face with his fists is dismissed as self-defense. I don't have a problem with him doing it, though. That's the thing. I don't have that problem. The mayor's chief of staff described the incident. We've got a call on hold if you don't know that. I don't see you on the stack, so I don't know if you even see that. The mayor's given a speech at the Seeds of Hope dinner at Sacramento Charter High School before the man came up, pulled the pie from a bag, and shoved it into Johnson's face, according to the mayor's chief of staff, Crystal Strait. She said the mayor defended himself against the man, but she would not give details. She emphasized that it was genuinely serious and scary situation, that there was nothing funny about it. The mayor was assaulted. I was standing right there, and I'm still pretty shaken up. Let's go to the phones real quick. Tony in the big truck, who hopefully is not in Asheville now, or in Charlotte now. Tony, are you out of Charlotte now?
Yes, sir. I am passing the Greenville Airport right now.
Okay, now you're back in God's country. So what's up?
A couple of things. First, the local radio station there verified that the gentleman who was shot, the pistol that they found, did have his DNA on it, his fingerprints, his blood, etc. So the aspect of him having a book in his hand has been thrown out the window.
Oh, no way.
Yeah, way, man. Don't know if you know this, but a white gentleman was drugged into a parking garage down there in Charlotte and was beaten and stripped naked last night. Again, a black officer shot a black man with a black police chief, but yet they are sitting there screaming, white men are devils, white police are devils.
Yeah.
The attorney general sending their harassment squad down here to Charlotte. George Soros has already sent his harassment squad plus more. The people who were caught last night looting and damaging stuff were all from out of town. And a friend of mine who lives in Charlotte verified that they were being paid by Soros to do all this. And then you've got in our hometown of Greenville here, they're talking about starting up stuff over here. And this weekend they're having a big fall festival thing in Greenville. So, hey, why not, you know? Why not go ahead and interrupt everybody's fun and make our town dangerous now? I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, who's talking about doing this? Who's talking about organizing down here?
Black Lives Matter, we're talking about, and some other.
You still there?
I heard it on the news this morning. We're discussing whether or not they were going to protest in Greenville.
Oh, well, I'm. You know, there's so many things that happen here that's just so bad all the time. Is it fall for Greenville this weekend?
Yeah, maybe that's what it is. It's either fall for Greenville or some other thing, but something's going on downtown. And whenever they have these kind of things, there's usually tens of thousands of people downtown minding their own business, having fun, going to the waterfall, on the bridge, you know, just eating, having fun. And what gets me, Bill, is we got a black president, multiple black attorney generals, but yet nobody will stop them from harassing the people in Missouri and stirring it up. They went to Baltimore and stirred it up and harassed those people, got them all in a frothing frenzy.
Just remember
what will it take?
Just remember this, Tony. Wherever they can get unrest, that's good for the liberals. That's good for them to be able to call for things to take away freedoms to guarantee safety, right? That's what they're looking for. All the stuff that happens in Chicago and in Los Angeles right now, in San Francisco right now, all the crime spikes we're seeing elsewhere, that's stuff that's happening for free. That's why they don't go there. Because they can't use that as well as they can something over here that's contrived, where you're talking about a black police officer shooting a black guy who had a gun, you know, and you know, that's fine. Let them play that game all they want to. There's just not enough of them, Tony. Don't worry about it too much, you know.
They're not letting a problem go to waste.
No, they are not. They never. They're never doing that, but. I'm glad you told me about the Greenville thing. I may be looking at that myself. So we'll see.
Yes, sir. So if you have any family members going downtown, tell them to be careful.
Well, I may be going downtown. So anyway.
Oh, you be careful.
Absolutely, I will.
All right. Have a good weekend, sir.
Thank you for the call. I appreciate it.
All right, man.
That's interesting. As we go away, most of the time when that happens, the pieing part of it, when that happens to a conservative, they call it a prank. And when it happens to a liberal, they call it, because Kevin Johnson is a big Obama friend, they call that an assault, a pie assault. So maybe now we need to start banning assault pies. Think about that. It's time to call your senator. Hour number three is coming up. We'll be right back. Your stated goal is to be the best. You know your product will need to be superb. Primary Weapons uses the best manufacturing process and parts available. Clean, efficient operation due to their piston-driven system. While maintaining the perfect weight, Primary Weapons is first and foremost a company comprised of shooters looking to produce the most effective weapon possible. While pleasing to the eye, this is lethal functionality achieved. PrimaryWeapons.com. The highest quality, fair priced, because it's time. In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The direct action response kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.